soon after has a revelation, reinvents his life.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is a special show about dating and relationships. And I hope this holiday season you are having a wonderful time with your relationships, which sometimes are strained during the holidays. I have pre-recorded this show in November while I am on vacation with my in-laws and my wife. So let's talk about crazy relationships and my loony brother-in-law. But no, thankfully he hasn't listened to my show, so shh, don't tell him I said that. We have Jennifer and Jason Weberman, a married couple who have graciously agreed to be on my show and talk about relationships and dating. And they are an awesome couple. Jennifer is a regular on my show, as most of you know, and for therapy talk. And Jason is her husband, and he is a relationship and dating coach. First of all, welcome both of you back to the show.
Thank you.
Jason, what is a dating and relationship coach? I mean, come on. I mean, I know what a football coach is, but a dating coach?
Well, you know, the concept of a coach in itself is one that acts as a guide, one that has knowledge. What I do as a dating relationship coach is I help men and women understand who they are, what their needs are, and who can fulfill those needs in a relationship. And from there, I help them to create a dating plan, something that they can actually actualize. And throughout the course, I'm going along with them. I'm motivating them. I'm helping them to actualize the plan. I'm helping them to overcome some of these self-imposed obstacles that they have. And really what I do is I help to guide them safely through the process of dating to finding their soulmate and avoiding all of those pitfalls that lead to pain and anger and frustration.
Well, you're not going to be able to avoid them. It's how you weather them. Don't you think that's there's something? I mean, you can avoid obvious ones, which is not choosing really stupid partners. Okay, I understand that. But along the way, love is not something you can plot out exactly. So you will have some pitfalls. It's just how you handle them, correct?
Absolutely. And the key is to minimize the pitfalls as much as possible, to recognize when things aren't working and then get back onto track. But of course, you know, you can't control the circumstances, but you can control yourself within those circumstances.
Exactly. You know, I have a theory on this, and I'd be curious, as a literally a professional in this area, what you think, which is we should approach finding a partner with the same seriousness, careful thought, plans, and even a plan of action, spreadsheet, if you want to call it, as we do our work life. After all, what is the most important thing in our life? For me, it's my family. I love what I do for work, but it is my family. And I think a lot of people just, especially women, just think it should happen magically. And today, given the way the world is, I think you have to put in you have to work to find a relationship. And of course, you have to work to make a relationship work. What do you think? Do you agree?
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. It is in itself a process. But it is something that is meant to be enjoyed. You know, going through dating, most people, they dread it. But if you actually have a plan of action, if you're working that plan and you're actually strategizing, you make the process easier and more fun.
I had a blast, okay, between marriages. And part of it was I was older and more experienced, and I learned how to navigate the online dating and did most of my dating through online. But if you are smart about it, I don't know if you know this, Jason, but I had what I call a greet and meet somewhere between 400 and 500 women over a 5-year period. Sounds like
wow.
A huge number, but the numbers worked out as following. Let's just say it was 500. 1 in 10 of those I liked, and 1 out of 2 of those liked me back. So out of 500 meet and greets, that meant there were 25 potential second dates. All of a sudden, it's not such a big process. And by the time I met every one of those 500 people, because I did follow a plan, which is, I think, what you will teach our listeners and those that choose to and are smart enough to call you up and hire you. You'll have to tell us how we can get a hold of you, by the way, is I knew at the very least I had something in common with whoever I was going to meet. So even if there wasn't an attraction, I could have coffee for 45 minutes and have a good time. And that was the attitude I brought to it.
And I love what you just said. It's all about enjoying yourself. But more importantly, it's about knowing what your end goal is. You were dating, but you knew exactly what it was you were looking for.
Yeah, I was looking to have sex.
As most men are.
I'm kidding. I was looking to have sex maybe on the second date.
Okay, that worked.
I was patient.
Well, what's interesting is that women really they're what you mentioned before is that women kind of sit back and, you know, they're expecting love to find them.
Right. And they think it's like a movie. You know, it's Cary Grant and Irene Dunne at the bottom of the Empire State Building, which, of course, was the original Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes. But it really doesn't work that way. You know, like
not
you said
anymore.
Before, with anything that you do, you have to put the work in. And so many of my clients go online and they don't even pay for the service, which means that they're just waiting for somebody to contact them. It has to be something that's not passive. You have to be aggressive when you're going towards the goal of finding your soulmate.
And that applies to both men and women, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But there is more of a tendency for women to want to be swept away by their man.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way.
Why would someone hire you instead of just hoping that they can find the partner on their own?
That's a very interesting question. Well, picture this, Bruce. It's nighttime. You jump in your car, you have no rearview mirror, you have no side mirrors, and you really have no clue what your destination is. You know, this is how most people actually date. This is how they experience dating. They're in the dark and they don't know where to go. And then they turn to their friends or their family to give them advice, and they don't know what's good for you. Only you know what's good for you. But when you get somebody like me, who's a dating coach, you know, I am your rearview mirror.
Hmm.
I show you what mistakes you've made in the past and how you can avoid repeating them. I'm your side view mirror. I'm helping you date in the present. I'm guiding you through safely through the dating process. And I am your headlights, and I'm illuminating the path that you're moving towards your goals to finding your true love.
You're being way too poetic, and like this is really kind of – this is almost like when you keep on going, honey, and I love you. I think we're going to have to edit this part out. But because we still have a couple minutes left, and I really think that this segment is the infomercial for Jason Weberman and how to find love in your life. How, Jason, and I'm very serious now because I think what you do is awesome. How do people find you? How do they reach you? And anything else you need us to know so that people can take advantage of the great service you offer?
Well, my website is www.northstarcoaching.com. And you can go to my contact page and fill out the form and send it to me, or you can call me. My number is listed on that contact page as well. And I'm also on Facebook under Ask Coach Jason and under Twitter under Ask Coach Jason as well.
Ask Coach Jason, okay, Ask Coach Jason and North Star
Coaching.com.
Okay, that's cool. All right, another, any wrap-up on this segment as far as, let's talk about what kind of results have you seen in your practice? How many marriages do you have to your name?
Oh, I don't even know how many marriages. You know, the truth is that there's just so many results, you know, besides the obvious ones, finding your true love. People's whole life improves. The first thing you mentioned, which was people start enjoying their dating process.
Mm-hmm.
People dread dating, and then they start to enjoy it. People start to gain confidence in who they are. They start to believe in their own greatness. And when you believe in your own greatness, there's pretty much nothing that you can't accomplish. A biggie is getting over past relationships.
Oh my gosh. And not bringing it up when talking about it with the people you meet new. Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, yes. Big no-no is talking about past relationships and griping over them. It's about creating new relationships.
Hmm.
You know, and there are other results that I see people having. They're getting more healthy. They're dieting, they're exercising, they're becoming more attractive. They're becoming the person of their own dreams. And I say, when you become the person of your own dreams, then you're ready to meet the person of your dreams.
That's really beautiful. We're out of time for this segment. And by the way, I was serious. I know it sounded like I was being sarcastic with that is really beautiful, but that really is. I want you to answer the following question when we come back, and then the next segment can, of course, be up to the two of you. But I want to know what you think gets in the way for most people to find their soulmate. Okay, so people, stay tuned. I'll ask Jason that question again in the next segment after these commercials.
Sal.com and a dad's point of view. That's right, be Sal. He knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadchick, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook, dude. Yo, be Sal. He's one.